So regularly on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, you've heard me talk about the Royal Far West, one of my favourite charities, and just recently they picked up an Outstanding Achievement Award in the Australian Charity Awards of 2020. Joining us to have a chat about it is the Royal Far West Senior Disability Advisor, Fiona Phipps. Fiona, how are you today?
I'm very good, thank you, Andrew. And you?
Not too bad, thank you. Congratulations on the award.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting and we're very thrilled.
What does it mean to you as an organisation to pick up an award like this?
I think it is a real recognition of the dedication of not just the staff, but of the families and participants who choose to use the service. I think it shows that together we've created something that's unique and changing lives. That's pretty important to us.
Now, the award provides recognition of the organisation's innovative disability program, Windmill. Could you tell us a little bit more about Windmill?
So, Windmill is a program that came out of and in response to families who couldn't access the services that they needed for their child with a disability. So, we looked very carefully at how we could create something that was not just about delivering service, but about enabling and capacity building the families so that they, when they went home and they left us, they felt enabled to continue with the therapy, but in a really lovely way of incorporating into everyday routines so that it makes the outcome much easier to achieve. A caveat on that is that this is not meant to replace therapists. We're not saying, you know, you become the therapist and know everything, but about creating a partnership of walking together, which is really exciting and different for a lot of families who have only ever had therapy being done to them.
I'm speaking with Fiona Phipps from Royal Far West this morning. Fiona, what I'm really impressed by in this instance, you know, the Royal Far West, we all know it's about kids going down there for a short break and for their families to be able to enjoy the break as well. But this is beyond that time, isn't it, with the windmill?
Absolutely. So it's actually about engaging in therapy. So you would come down for a week and you would see, and again, it's dependent upon what that family or that child's needs are. So you could see a speechy, an OT, a special educator, a psychologist for behaviour support, any of those combination or single therapies that you really wanted to do. And you would also have that lovely add-on of having a stay here with other families who are also on that same journey with you. And the ability to do things in an area that's so lovely. So if you're practicing some core exercises, for instance, you could do it on the beach. And, you know, children always respond really well when it's fun and enjoyable and they're getting a laugh out of it without even realising that they're actually engaging in the therapy. Yeah. Those sort of things that just make it so wonderful.
There are so many worse places in the world to go and spend some time at Manly Beach.
Absolutely.
One of my favourite parts of the world, I have to say. So, Fiona, if anybody would like to find out more about Royal Far West and, of course, the Windmill program, what would you recommend?
Well, they can go onto our website, which is www.royalfarwest.org.au, and follow the links through what we do, and that will take you to a link to Windmill. Or give us a call on 8966 8500 and ask for me.
Fiona, once again, thank you very much for the work that you do. Congratulations on the award and look forward to speaking again sometime down the track.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you very much for your time this morning too, to receive me. Thanks.